in the state we live in Illinois, the law is very clearly written in how that ordinance must be composed. The way I interpret that ordinance to be composed, that the county only can offer this ordinance, give authority for those utility vehicles to be operated on county roads, which are very limited in our county and wouldn't sort of serve the purpose that the intended purpose of the people that are wishing to operate these vehicles. The speed limit would have to be reduced to 35 miles an hour for every vehicle on the roadway, including cars, not just utility vehicles, such a thing as a dual speed limit per vehicle doesn't exist. So with a countywide ordinance, in my view, you'd have to reduce the speed limit on those county roads to 35, completely destroying the ability for people to drive to and from work at 35 miles per hour. To me, if something like this were to happen, and be able to provide the citizens the protection against prosecution for operating these on the roadway, that ordinance has got to be written with the law in mind. Logically, to me, it would be much more prudent and fit into that statute much better if the townships were to consider an ordinance to allow it on township roads. That would relieve the burden of trying to reduce the speed limit to 35 on the county roads. There would be many more roads that would be able to be used as a utility vehicle route. Those roads, even the township road, would have to be reduced to 35, posted 35, and posted as a utility vehicle route. If all of those steps in that statute are followed, it would provide our citizens protection against a citation. It seems that a lot of people are relying on, like, my opinion as sheriff, or even putting Ms. Lee as the state's attorney in the position whether she will prosecute or not prosecute. To me, that's sort of a backward argument, because we as elected officials are only temporary. In 2 years, I may not hold this position, and the next sheriff may have a different view on utility vehicles than me. And if this ordinance isn't written appropriately or properly, citations could be written to everyone with no defense, which would defeat the whole purpose of trying to generate an additional revenue source to the county. So to me, hopefully the county board will consider this in a lawful way and sort of push it off to the township supervisors to consider and do it the right way to not give the citizens a false sense of security that they're being law-abiding when in reality the ordinance is written doesn't allow for that.
So you gave an example, like I think Joy Blacktop and a couple of other county thoroughfares that people travel, maybe Muscatine Blacktop or New Boston Blacktop, where if you wanted to do it there with these off-road vehicles, then it would have to be a uniform speed limit for all vehicles, 35 or under. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Absolutely. That is what you're hearing me say. It's very, very clear in the statute that the roadway or street speed limit must be 35 miles per hour or less. It doesn't say that the vehicle has to be limited to 35 miles per hour or less. Operated only on streets where posted speed limit is 35 miles per hour or less. And that's just not feasible on a county road.
And then as far as state highway jurisdiction, so if you're looking at like Illinois Route 94, Illinois Route 17, when it runs outside of a municipal limit, how does, I guess, the laws apply to that?
Right. The law also definitely excludes any state highways, just with the same argument that the county can't allow operation of utility vehicles on roadways outside of its jurisdiction. They can't allow them on highways, like state highways, because they don't maintain those highways. And my argument, my belief is that the county also can't, with the same logic, dictate what happens on a township road. County only has jurisdiction over county roads. State has jurisdiction over state roads. Township has jurisdiction over township roads. There is a provision in the statute that would allow utility vehicles to cross state highways and other roadways outside of the ordinance issuing jurisdiction, but it must be done at a 90-degree angle and at an intersection.
The issue then, really, it's not a big issue for village or municipal ordinance, but dealing with other roads, to me, sounds like kind of a whole different issue.
It's much more complicated, and it's the same. The argument, the way I read the statute, is that the city of Aledo obviously has an ordinance that allows this operation on the streets within its jurisdiction. It can't authorize them on the county road because the county has jurisdiction. In turn, the county can't authorize utility vehicles on Viola streets because those streets are under the city of Viola's jurisdiction. All those local units of government that control that property have the right to dictate what traffic is on those, along with the speed limit and other traffic control devices.